This is Senator Al Simpson. The dropout rate for pregnant teenagers is disturbing and staggering, but it surely doesn't have to be that way. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, thousands of young girls drop out of high school and each year because they get pregnant. Congress has tried to solve this one for years without much real progress. Just throwing money at every problem just doesn't help. Haven't learned that one yet, have you? What does work are two programs that bring local school systems together with private companies. One Minneapolis company, Honeywell, has opened a school for single moms right in their own office building. Ted, these fine, innovative programs give young mothers all the education needed to graduate, to raise a family, get a job, and stay out of your patented welfare systems. It works, and Congress had nothing to do with it. Kind of makes you think, eh, Ted? Or at least it should.
Wrong again, Al. Congress started that ball rolling. The far-reaching welfare reform measure we recently passed is encouraging all those steps to end welfare dependency. Congress offered the states $1 billion a year to train welfare recipients for work. The only requirement is that states put up matching funds of their own. States are gearing up. Last year, they raised 2/3 of the match. That's a lot of job training. Another incentive, which I sponsored, will let states share in the big savings that result when people on welfare get jobs. Job training is important now, but so is child care to guarantee children are safe while parents are working. Transportation, health, and other basic services also make a difference in helping welfare mothers become working moms. But no amount of job training or other services will make any difference if no jobs are available. A strong economy, Al, it's the best welfare reform of all. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.